भगवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति 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 गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः तपोवीचीनपापानां शान्तानां वीतरागिणां मुमुक्षूणामपेक्षोऽयम् आत्मबोधो विधीयते.
So in our last session, we discussed verse number 38 and 39. The topic of Nididhyasan, Sabikalp Samadhi and Nirvikalp Samadhi is going on. Very important part of our sadhana. So in verse number 38, it says, Vivikta Deshe Asino Virago Vijitendriyah. So first of all, Vivikta Desh, a place should be solitary, clean, so there is no disturbance of any insect or smell or otherwise any disturbance. So normally it is said in the Brahma Muhurat is the right time to do. At that time, the whole world is quiet. And what is Brahma Muhurat time? It's 2 hours 25 minutes before the sunrise. So Brahma Muhurat changes every day according to the sunrise. So you have to get up before that and do your sadhana, Vivikta Deshe, asana. And how is that asana should be? Sukha asana. Sukha asana. There should not be any stretch on any limbs, any muscle. Otherwise your mind will go there. Sukha asana. Viraga. Viraga means no raga. Raga means attachment. Attachment to what? To anatma vastu, to outside. So dispassionate. Viraga. Vijitendriya. Suppose you are dispassionate, but indriyas are going out because indriyas are extrovert, so they are habituated going outside. They will go outside. Vichichendriya. Indriya jita. Jita means conquered. How conquered? Vishesha rupena. Vichichendriya. Conquered. Then what you should do? Bhavayet ekam atmanam anantam ananyadhi. Ananyadhi with single pointed. This dhi, that intellect is not thinking anything else. At that time, bhavayet. What is the meaning of bhavayet? Here in the book, it is written in the footnote. It is very difficult to find an appropriate word in English for the Sanskrit term bhavana. It is not a mere intellectual appreciation, nor is it a mere emotional wooing. And yet it is both. When both the function of the intellect, thinking, and the function of the mind, feeling, are harmoniously woven together, we get the heart, and its function is bhavana. That means the mind and intellect together. The ardent courting of the intellect and the mind end in their marriage at the altar of heart, and the joy of this nuptial is bhavana. So bhavayet, at that time you think about what? Ekam. Ekam. What is the definition of ekam? Bheda rahita. Ekam. And how is that? Anantam. That is infinite. That Atman is infinite.
What is anantam?
What is anantam? What is the definition of anantam? Ekam. What is anantam? Desh, kal, tu, aparichinna. Parichinna means limited. Aparichinna means not limited. So you have to remember this difference. Ekam means sajatiya vijatiya swagat bheda rahita. And what is anantam? Anantam is kala vastu cheda rahita. This is the definition, Sanskrit definition. Slowly, slowly, slowly you will remember.
But it's the same for Purna also, right?
Purna also same thing. So meditate on that Atman. So in verse number 39, then what you should do at that time when we are sitting? So it says, Atmanne akhilam drishyam pravilapya dhiya sudhi. Sudhi means the wise person. Wise person, what he should do? Atmani eva akhilam drishya pravilapya. Pravilapya means merge. You have to merge the whole world in the Atman. A wise person will merge the whole world. How you will merge the whole world? So world can be of two types, inside world, outside world. Outside world is the cross world. Inside world, even when you are in the dream state, the dream is there, na? Even if you are not seeing, sitting in a solitary place, the mind is still working. Inside world is also there. So world means, what is this world? What is the definition? I told you once about the world also. It starts from vritti. Jagat starts from the vritti and up to the Brahman is Jagat. So vritti is inside and the gross world is outside. So the whole world starts from the vritti. Vritti means thought. You don't know what is vritti? Oh God. From vritti to whole Brahman is Jagat. So you have to dissolve, you have to merge the whole world in Atmani. How you will do? It will be sudhi, by dhiya, by intelligence, intellectual, clear understanding. What is this clear understanding? That world is experienced as a thought, first step. The whole world is experienced as a thought. If you are seeing a person, that person is not entering into your mind. It's only a thought. The whole world is what? It's a thought. And where are these thoughts? They are in mind. What is mind? Flow of thoughts. So if I want to dissolve the whole world, what I have to do? Dissolve all the thoughts. If I dissolve all the thoughts, all vritti is gone, all thoughts gone, khatam. World dissolved. Every day in deep sleep, the world is dissolved. There is no world. Neither inside nor outside. So first we have to have a very clear understanding. What is world? It's only a thought. Because whatever we perceive in this world, it goes as a thought. So we have to dissolve the whole world. And dissolution of the whole world means dissolution of mind. Dissolution of mind is dissolution of the whole world. Khatam. In Vivek Chudamani, we have seen the dream. What is dream? In dream state, what we see, there is no perception of outside things. Is it not? So the eyes are closed. All the indriyas are closed, but we are perceiving. It is said, there is a hit nadi. Hit nadi means a nadi whose name is hit. Hit nadi in which we see the dream. And it is very thin nadi, very thin, but we see the relevant. When you wake up, if you analyze, can you see an elephant in that hit nadi? Impossible. So if you want to come out of that dream, what we have to do? Dissolve the mind, come out of that mind, because the whole creation is of your mind only. Whole dream is creation of my mind, that's all. Nothing else is there. Nothing is going from outside. We are seeing sun, moon. It's not the real sun and moon. Who made it? It's the mind made it. So if I want to dissolve the dream world, what I have to dissolve? Dissolve the mind. Stop the mind. Khatam. It's gone. Good. So this dissolution, every day it is happening in our deep sleep. You cannot say, I can't dissolve. Because it is our own experience. In the deep sleep, in Susupti, every day the mind is dissolved. It's no perception of dream world or the waking world. So it can happen. And it will happen only when we understand that the world is mine. You can dissolve the world only when you understand clearly that the world is nothing but mind. How will you prove? Again, go back to the vritti. Whatever we perceive as a thought. I am seeing this board. Board is not going inside. What is going inside is the thought of this board. That you have to very clearly you have to understand. Okay, but it is very hard to digest this. What is world? World is mind. If there is no mind, no world. Hard to digest, but it is really a fact. Same way in the Jagrat, what we have to do? In the Jagrat Avastha also, whatever we are seeing, perceiving, the whole world is being experienced as a thought only. Now I want to dissolve the whole world. What I have to do? Dissolve the thought. What is this thought? It's a naam roop, that's all. I see a roop, I see a form, and I have given a name for that. This is chair, a specific form. The whole jagat is only naam and roop. Just dissolve the whole world. And mind you, it is your individual dissolution. It is individual dissolution. If I dissolve my world, that does not mean my spouse's world also will be dissolved. No. If I dissolve my world, the vritti, the thought of my spouse will not come in me, but my thought may come in her because she has not dissolved. Is it not so? So when I dissolve my world, that doesn't mean the whole family's world is gone. No. Those who have not dissolved, in them I can come. But they cannot enter into me because I have dissolved. Little subtle things. So when you have dissolved your mind, then other person cannot enter in your mind, but I can enter other's mind because other is thinking about me. That can happen. So in dhyan, in the meditation, what we are doing? We are replacing. So we are discarding all the thoughts. After discarding, bhavayet ek atmanam. After dissolving all thoughts of the world, the mind has to be given something. Mind cannot sit quiet. It's just like a monkey. You have to give him always something, something to work. Then you give him the work, bhavayet. Now you meditate on one thing. And what is that one thing? Atmanam. How it will come? Nirmal akashvat sada. Nirmal akashvat. Then after that you will see the infinite. If you dissolve everything, the awareness is there. You are not in the sleep. We are talking about samadhi, not we are talking about the nidra, sleep. It is happening in the full awakening state. We are not sleeping. And when all the thoughts are stopped, at that time I am giving one thought, one job. It is called Savikalp Savadhi. Savikalp means with a thought. What is the thought? Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. Brahmakar Vritti, I have given a job. You think about only one thing. Brahman, 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 Brahman. Continuously think. And don't think about any other thing. So now come to the verse number 40. Savikalp Samadhi.
Rupavarnadikam sarvam.
Rupavarnadikam sarvam.
Vihaya paramarthavita.
Vihaya paramarthavita.
Paripurna chidanandah.
Paripurna chidanandah.
Swarupenavatishtate.
Swarupenavatishtate.
Rupavarnadikam sarvam vihaya paramarthavit paripurna chidananda swarupenavatishtate.
So rupavarnadiki sarvam vihaya paramarthavit. Paramarthavit. Vit means knower. Knower of what? Param Arth. What is Param? Supreme. Arth means vastu, the truth. So Param Arth means the truth. What is the truth? The Atman or Brahman. Knower of this is Paramarth Ved. Like we say, na, Brahma Ved, Brahmaiva Bhavati, one who is the knower of Brahman becomes Brahman. Similarly here, Paramarth Ved. What is Paramarth? Param means supreme, Arth means that vastu, the truth, the reality, Paramarth with the knower. One thing you should be careful in this our Vedantic Samadhi, it is always with the knowledge of the reality and the knowledge of Anatma. Knowledge of Atma and Anatma. We know both. We have done Sravan and Manan. After that comes the Nididhyasan. Third step is Nididhyasan. Before that, I know about it. There is a theoretical knowledge. We have known about the characteristic of Atman and we know the characteristic of Anatma also. So, Rupa Varnadi Sarvam Vihaya. Vihaya means give up. Rupa, all forms. Varna, varna means color. Varna means color. Adi, adi means what? Rupa is there, naam is missing.
Got it.
Varna is there, ashram is not there. Jati is not there. Adi means we have to take all these things. Naam Roop. What is Jagat? The definition of Jagat, our saints and sages say it is Naam Roop. There is a Roop and for transaction purpose we have given a name. Naam Roop. Then it is said Varna. Varna means color. From Varna you can take this also Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra also because that is also color of mind. Sattva, Rajas and Tamas are the color of mind, moods of mind. Adi, Adi means Naam, Ashram, Jati, etc. Sarvam, entire form. Drupa Adi, Sarvam, Vihaya. Everything you have to give up. Everything you have to give up. Then, Paripurna Chidananda Swarupena Avatishtate. Paripurna Chidananda, Chidananda. Then what will remain? You see, when you leave this Naam, Roop, Varna, Ashram, Jati, this is all here, you see? Naam, Roop, Varna, Jati is all Anatma Vastu. Vihaya, you have given up this. And many times we have seen, this is Atma, and below this Om, everything is Anatma. So, Vihaya, giving up everything, starting from Vasna, BMI, PFT, UAT, this is all Naam, Roop, Ashram, Jati, Vihaya, giving up. So what you have to, if you want to reach here, you have to leave Viraga. The word Viraga came out here. Vihaya, then remain in its own Swarup, which is Paripurna Chidananda. When you give up all this, what is left then? When Anatma is all left, given up, what remains? Atma. And what is the quality of Atma? Chidananda Rupa. Paripurna. Purna. Paripurna. Akhandananda Maharaj says this Paripurna.
Thasa.
You see? Paripurna. Full. Paripurna. Chidananda. Chit and Anand. So for abidance in Swarup, we have to give up Naam, Roop, Varna, and then you can meditate. Now, you can meditate either with your closed eyes or you can do it with your open eyes also. If we have got the ability to give up the Naam, Roop, if you can understand this Naam, Roop of the chair, this is chair, give up the Naam, Roop, what will remain there?
Ignis is there.
So with the eye of understanding, with the open eyes, now you are seeing Satchidananda everywhere. Naam Roop, yeah, this is stage. Chodo isko Naam Roop. What is there? Stage is there. Ignis I am seeing. Light, fan, house. Everything is a Roop and we have given a Naam. Vihaya Naam Roop. Give up Naam Roop. What will remain? The Atman or the substratum of all this, the Satchidanand, the isness will remain. So you see that. So how it is the Sabikalp Samadhi? So give up all Namrup. This giving up means what? Giving up means not destroying. I am not destroying the chair to see the easiness. Or if I want to see my Atman, what I have to do? I have to go beyond my gross body, subtle body and the causal body. I am not destroying my gross body, subtle body and causal body. What I am doing is falsifying it. I am not giving importance to it. It is only falsification of it. Falsify it. Nam Rup is false. And what will remain is the Chidananda. In Sabhikal Samadhi, we are aware of the Nam Rup. But know that this Nam Rup is false. Take a gold ornament. What is that gold ornament? It's only a gold in different shape. Nam Rup is false. Take out the gold from that ornament. Can you show me the shape now? From the bangle, if I take out the gold, can you show me the shape of bangle? No, you can't show. From the gold bangle, if I take out the whole gold, can anybody show me the form of that bangle? No. Similarly, this whole Nam Rup is false. So if that be false, I am not giving much importance to it. Our whole purpose is to go to the substratum of the whole Nam Rup. What is the substratum of this Nam Rup? Like in Vedantacharita says, Mridmay gajadi bhane api mrid bhanatah dvaita bhane api advaitam vastu bhasate. Mridmay gajadi, you are seeing the toys made of clay. Gaj means elephant. Elephant, horse, donkey and different type of birds you are seeing. But the knower, he sees only these are all clay. They are all made of clay. Is it not so? You are not destroying elephant, horse and donkey, no. But still you are able to see clay. A goldsmith, if he goes to a jeweler shop, he is not interested in the Nam Rup. He is interested in what type of carat, how much carat of gold is there, how much the weight of gold is there. He is interested in the gold. Similarly, a Vedantic student is not interested in the Nam Rup. He will falsify like the clay toy. We see clay. Similarly, Dvait, this whole Dvait is what? Dvait is a plurality on the Advait. Many times we have seen, it's only five great elements have become so many things. Only five great elements. So we also have to see the same thing. We are seeing the variety, but we have to see the easiness. Easiness everywhere. Substratum we have to see. This is Sabhikal Samadhi. Shankaracharya said, Rupa Varnadikam Vihaya, falsify this Nam Rup. We are giving too much reality, too much importance to this Nam Rup. We are attached to the Nam Rup. And suffering. Why suffering? Because Nam Rup is false. It is changing. When it will change, it will give you sukh. No. Our whole body is also Nam Rup. It's getting old, slowly, slowly, slowly. Start giving trouble. Idhar darad, udhar darad. Problem shuru. And then after that, insurance is not paying. Cheap. So external object, Nam Rup or all the emotions also we have to be high. So such seeker does not give importance. So once we become this Vedantic student, we will not give much importance to the Nam Rup. But an ignorant gives lot of importance to the Nam Rup. So when we are seeing inside, because he is doing samadhi, outside we are seeing ignorance, inside what will happen? Inside, when we are thinking about any object or emotions, the Nam or Rup enters as a thought. Now that thought is not, we should not give importance to that thought. See the parade of the thought. And slowly, slowly from that thought you come to the illuminator of that thought, because that vritti itself is inert. that thought is inert. Now divert your attention to the illuminator of that thought. That illuminator is Sachidananda. So in Sabikalp Samadhi, it is with Naam Rupa, but our attention is on the substratum, on the illuminator. This is Sabikalp Samadhi, and slowly, Mridabhanvata. Mridabhanvata means, all the toys are made of clay only. Our attention is on the clay. Similarly, in all the Naam Rupa which are perceived as a thought, don't give importance to the thought. See the illuminator. Like in all clay toys, we are putting attention to the clay. Similarly, in all thought, see the illuminator of that thought. This will lead to you Nirvikalp Samadhi. Slowly, you will. What is this Nirvikalp Samadhi? In Sabikalp Samadhi, there is Triputi, three things are there. What are the three things?
Experiencer, experiencing,
experienced. I am drinking tea. I is the experiencer, process of drinking, and tea is the being drinking. Similarly, Aham Brahmasmi. When I am meditating on Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi, there is a meditator. I am Jiva. Which Jiva we know very well. We are not Brahma with, but we know Jiva with. We are a knower of Jiva. Here it was said, Paramarth with. At this point of time, we are not Paramarth with. We are Jiva with, we know.
Jiva with.
Knower of Jiva. When I am meditating Aham Brahmasmi in Sabikalp Samadhi, then there are three things. We call it, the word Triputi is there. It's called Triputi. So whenever next time I say Triputi, you have to understand three things are there. Meditator, meditating, and meditator upon. Object of meditation. So in Sabikalp Samadhi, Triputi is there. In Nirvikalp Samadhi, Triputi is not there. So have you understood what is Triputi? The difference between Sabikalp and Nirvikalpa? In Sabikalpa, Triputi is there. And in Nirvikalp, Triputi is not there. Only subject is there. Verse number 41.
ज्ञातृज्ञानज्ञेयभेदः परेनात्मनिविद्यते
चिदानन्दैकरूपत्वात्
दीप्यते स्वयमेव हि ज्ञातृज्ञानज्ञेयभेदः परेनात्मनि विद्यते चिदानन्दैकरूपत्वात् दीप्यते स्वयमेव हि
ज्ञातृज्ञानज्ञेय नोअर नॉलेज एंड द ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ नॉलेज त्रिपुटी ज्ञात्री ज्ञान ज्ञेय भेद भेद मीन्स डिफरेंस परे न आत्मनि विद्यते इन द निर्विकल्प समाधि इन द आत्मन दिस त्रिपुटी इज नॉट देयर तो इन द सबिकल्प समाधि दिस त्रिपुटी इज देयर इन सबिकल्प समाधि त्रिपुटी इज देयर बट इन निर्विकल्प समाधि त्रिपुटी इज नॉट देयर त्रिपुटी भंग So when I am doing Aham Brahmasmi, when that mind is pure, this thought will stop. Like when we go to the sleep, at that time what is that thought is there? I am sleeping. No other thoughts are there. No worldly thoughts at that time. Now I am going to sleep. You are not thinking about any worldly matters. If you start thinking of worldly matters, you are again awake. You made all arrangements for the sleep. and you stop all outside thoughts and you are sucked into the sleep. Similarly, I stop all my outside thoughts in Sabhikalpa Samadhi because I am thinking about only one, not anything of the world. At that time, I am not thinking anything of the world. And that Sabhikalpa Samadhi, slowly, the two things will go away. Out of Triputi, two will go away. Meditator, meditating, this will go away. What will remain? The object, the Brahman will remain. So in Nirvikalpa Samadhi, you have gone beyond your senses and mind. So long you were in the Sabhikalpa Samadhi, you were doing Ambrahmasmi. Triputi was there. In Nirvikalpa Samadhi, this bhed is no more there. Gyatri, Jnana, Gaya, Bhed, Pare, Na Atmani, Vidyate, it is not there. You have reached to Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Now I am going to discuss a very subtle point. If you are able to grasp it, well and good. If you don't grasp it, doesn't matter. Try to understand it. You see, when we go into the deep sleep, each thought has an object, you see. Each thought has an object. If I am seeing a chair, then thought has an object of chair. And this thought continuously change, in very fast speed it changes. I am seeing board, I am seeing light. Immediately this thought changes. But in the deep sleep, there is a thought which is called abhavakar vritti. Vritti is there, but there is no object. When we are in the dream state or in the waking state, in each thought there is an object. Abhavakar. Bhavakar means there is an object. Abhavakar. Vritti is there, but object is not there. Object is not there. When we get up early in the morning, we ask you, what was there in the deep sleep? You say, there was nothing. Didn't you say there is nothing? In the dream state you are seeing dream. In waking state you are seeing, experiencing the whole world. In the deep sleep you are not seeing the dream. You are not seeing the waking world also. Vritti is there. There is no object. How do you say vritti is there? Because early morning when I get up I say, what is your experience? Experience of nothingness. There was nothing there. That nothingness is called abhavakar vritti. That vritti was there. How do you say that vritti was there? Because I experienced it. My memory recorded. The experiencer and rememberer has to be one. My experience you cannot remember, your experience I can't remember. But when in the morning I get up and say, I remember there was nothingness in the deep sleep, that means I experienced that nothingness and my memory recorded. But how come you didn't experience during the sleep? I did not experience during the sleep because my ego, it was not full. It was only thin ego. That thin ego was present here. And that thin ego, it merged with the abhavakar vritti. It became one. And that experienced the nothingness. Which I remember early morning when I got up, my memory said, there was nothing. So in the deep sleep, in waking state there is a vritti. No problem in understanding. In dream state also there is a vritti, a thought. No problem in understanding because we are seeing the dream. But little bit difficulty may happen when I am talking about that in the deep sleep there is nothing. Abhavakar vritti, we call it technically. Abhavakar vritti is there. Abhavakar vritti, there is no object. Vritti is there, abhav is there. This is very important to understand because we, on this basis, we are going to reach Brahman. So this much is clear?
So when we wake up, when we say, I slept good,
Did you see anything?
Sorry.
You say nothing, abhavakar. You slept well, your memory recorded, you were present at that time, but in the deep sleep you could not experience. Why you could not experience? The full-blown ego was not there. Technically, we will call it a thin eye was there. Thin eye is necessary for recording. Ahankar is to be there to record the experience.
Isn't sleeping good is a bhav?
Huh? Yeah, because you see, when you get sukh, if you go to the kindle life, when you get the sukh, when there is vritti, there is no vritti. So in the deep sleep, there is a vritti, but abhavakar vritti is there. So you are experiencing sukh at that time. It's the vritti which gives us problem, na? Sorrow comes from the vritti. All joy and sorrows come from the thought only. Yes. It's different. Thin eye is there. Abhavakar vritti is there. But they merge, they mix up. I will come to that later on. So we have to remember this thing, ki there is a vritti in the deep sleep. Understand this much. Slowly you contemplate, do manan, it will take time. Then you will come to know, yes, there is a vritti also, at that time also. Then comes our definition of sleep. If you have understood what I have said so far, now Patanjali gives a definition of sleep. It is said, abhavakar pratyay alamban vritti nidra. You got it now. Patanjali says the definition of nidra, definition of sleep. What is sleep? He says, abhavakar pratyay. Pratyay means vritti, thought. Abhavakar, now that word is should be clear to you. Abhavakar pratyay alamban vritti nidra.
Alamban.
Alamban means support. Alamban vritti. Nidra, this is nidra. So experience of nothingness is there. Now how this two mixes up, the thin eye and the abhavakar vritti, how it get mixed up? It is just like a water and the salt, two things are there. Okay, put the salt in the water. This is not my example. This is example from the Vedanta Sar. Not my example. Now you put that sugar and stir it. Can you sew them separately now? No, you can't sew. When the water was there was jalakar vritti. When salt was separate, lavanakar vritti was there. This is salt, this is water. Now both are mixed. Can you have lavanakar vritti now? Salt vritti, can you have in that when it is mixed? What vritti will be there? What thought will be there? No, water only. You have not tested.
By just looking at it.
Vritti will be of the water only. Similarly, abhavakar vritti and the thin eye, they have mixed up. Only you are experiencing abhavakar. This is the example given in the Vedanta Sar to make us understand how they mix up. Same way, as in the susupti, the abhavakar vritti. Abhavakar vritti means two things are there. There is abhav vritti and thin eye is there. Ego is there, thin eye. Those both are mixed. Similarly, in nididhyasan, in nirvikal samadhi, what happens? There is a vritti. That vritti was earlier with Brahman as an object. Aham Brahmasmi. What was the object of that vritti? Brahman, and it stopped. It become Brahman. The whole idea to make us understand is that in nirvikal samadhi also there is a vritti. And that vritti is of Brahman. It is not sub-object. It is not an object. It has become subject. You got it? Brahman is subject, not an object. It has become one. Yeah. Now two have dropped. The meditator is gone. Meditating is gone. When I am saying I am Brahmasmi, who is doing? I am doing. Meditator is doing. What are you doing? I am Brahmasmi continuously. I am meditating. On whom are you meditating? Brahman. When these two dropped, meditator and meditating, then what remained? Only that subject, Brahmakar.
That meditated upon.
That only remained.
Because the meditated now the meditator? No, and the meditator.
No, they become one.
The object,
they become one.
Becomes one. So it's not technically dropping, it is the because it merges, that's why the experience is there. The experience of the oneness is there. The vritti is there because of the merging.
It's merging. But that vritti of Brahman vritti is there. But the object has become subject. You are that Brahman. It has become one.
But the vritti of Atman or Brahman is a bhavakar vritti?
It's a bhavakar.
It is bhavakar.
It's a bhavakar vritti. It's a Brahman. Brahman is there. It's a bhav. But I am no more experiencing because I have transcended my equipments. I have gone beyond my mind. So long I was repeating in Sabikalp Samadhi, I am Brahmasmi. Mind was there. The ego was there. I am doing it. The moment the ego transcended, it's only now the Brahman remains. The vritti is there. So, important point over here is that in the deep sleep, as there is abhavakar vritti, similarly in the nirvikal samadhi, there is brahmakar vritti and it has become one. Now the question comes, or before that, is Mahatma explained this way also, like a musician, he is playing music. When he starts, then at that time there is all three are there. He is playing. Music is the object, and he is the player and the instrument. Slowly, they are so much engrossed in that, after some time, they don't know what they are doing. Only music remains, that's all. In their head, the time, concept and everything is gone. They are sitting for 2 hours, 3 hours playing the music continuously. You become one with that, engrossed in that. So what will happen? How will I experience it? It's Chidananda Rupa. Chidananda. And Dipyate Swayamevi. Is Dipyate Swayamevi. It's itself a self-effulgent. You don't need another light to see it. You don't need another light to see it. Gurudev has written, the last paragraph. The churning of knowledge is elaborately described in the Kaivalya Upanishad. You want to know more detail? Kaivalya Upanishad is there for this. In the ancient days, for the purpose of the ritual, fire was produced churning.
This one,
102. Being non-dual, homogeneous and eternal, the self cannot suffer in itself any distinction such as subject or object, and therefore every seeker inquires, if it is so, with what instrument or equipment will I experience the self when I have transcended the sense perception, mental feelings and intellectual thoughts? Everybody wants to know, kaise pata lagega? How will I come to know? I have reached Sachidananda? Transcending these known equipments and their field of objects, if there be the truth, who will realize it and by what instruments? The answer is, that the self is very consciousness by which all thought, feelings and perceptions are illumined, and when all these are eliminated to no knowledge, no other knowledge is necessary. Self is knowledge itself. It is consciousness itself. When the furniture is removed from a room in a daytime, what happens to the sun? Whether there are objects or not, its illumination is unaffected. It illumines itself, and to see the sun, no other light or torch is necessary. Inside our mind, there are two things. One is the illuminator and illumined. When the thoughts are there, it illumines. When the thoughts are not there, it still illumines. In our deep sleep, it says abhavakar vritti. It illumines. There is no objects on those thoughts. Abhavakar vritti. In the same way, in the brahmakar vritti, Brahman itself is self-effulgent. You don't need any candle or any instrument to see that self. You are yourself that Sachit Ananda. So what is Nididhyasana? Brahmakar vritti is there, but I am not aware. In Nirvikal Samadhi, Brahmakar vritti was from Sabikal Samadhi, I am going to Nirvikal Samadhi. Brahmakar vritti was there in Nirvikal Samadhi. It is the knower, and the knowing thing has stopped. There is no Triputi. Triputi was there in Sabikal Samadhi. What will this Brahmakar vritti do? Brahmakar vritti will remove the ignorance. Very vital point. Without knowledge, if you go into the deep sleep and if you become even successful, go beyond mind also, you will come as an ignorant one. But with the Sravan and Manan, if you go with the knowledge of the self as Paramarthavit, that Brahmakar vritti will remove your ignorance. Then what will happen? Kya hoga uske baad mein? अभी तो मालूम होना चाहिए क्या होगा. देन इट इज यत्र यत्र मनोयाति तत्र तत्र समाधय. विद द ओपन आईज वेर एवर यू सी यत्र यत्र मनोयाति तत्र तत्र समाधय. यू विल सी दैट सच्चिदानंद एवरीवेयर. इजनेस इज एवरीवेयर. ऑल द टाइम यू आर समाधि. यू आर नॉट सीइंग द नाम रूप नाउ. यत्र यत्र मनोजाति तत्र तत्र समाधय. दिस विल हैपन. Good. In Sabikal Samadhi, we are trying to go beyond the Naam Roop. In Sabikal Samadhi, Naam Roop is there, but we are not giving importance. But in the Nirvikal Samadhi, that Naam Roop is also gone. So to understand Nirvikal Samadhi, remember Abhavakar Vritti. If you remember the Abhavakar Vritti of the deep sleep, then you will understand that in Nirvikal Samadhi, there is a Brahmakar Vritti still there. But the difference between the deep sleep and the Nirvikal Samadhi is, in deep sleep it is tamasic state, and Nirvikal Samadhi is sattvic state. In the deep sleep we are not able to experience it. In Samadhi it is full awareness is there. You are not into the sleep. This is the highest sattvic state.
पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. हरि ओं श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरि ओम्.